Hi, friends.
Hello, should I delete that, listeners?
We still have some tickets left for our live tour and we would absolutely love to see you there.
On Thursday, the 23rd of May, we will be performing in the London Islington Assembly Hall.
On Monday, the 27th of May, we will be in Salford.
On Tuesday, the 28th of May, we'll be in Glasgow.
Sunday, the 2nd of June, Birmingham.
Monday, the 3rd of June, Bristol.
And Tuesday, the 4th of June in Southampton.
You can get your tickets at aegpresents.co.uk or via the link in the show notes or our Instagram bios.
We really hope we see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Big day.
Huge day.
The biggest of the days.
It is actually probably our biggest day in the podcast.
Of our
history,
entire careers.
Yet.
I've got a full butterfly farm worth of trouble going on in my stomach. Because today, that was a horrible analogy. I'm imagining,
it really was.
Imagining
I didn't
that
like
many
it.
Insects.
Yeah,
and you know the worst
nice.
Thing about butterflies? They are stunning.
Yeah.
But they start as caterpillars. So that means that I've
Gross.
Got loads of caterpillar carcasses in my feet, sorry, in my stomach, and all of their shells.
Daisy's like, guys, come on,
sorry.
I can't.
Okay, so ignore all the dead caterpillars in my stomach.
Gross.
Guys, the tickets are available for general release today.
You can buy your tickets. Hopefully you've signed up already for the pre-sale and now you can actually purchase them and you can actually come to the show.
One of the shows, any of the shows, if you would like
All
to see us on tour, we are heading to London, Salford, Glasgow, Bristol, Southampton and...
Birmingham.
If you would like to come and see us in any of those locations, the tickets are available now. The link is in all of our Instagram bios. So
we can't wait to see you.
We are so excited. Please come or don't, it's fine, but please do it for me. Okay. And all the dead caterpillars in my stomach. Thank
Stop
you so
it.
Much.
I've got such a horrible visual now.
And then do you ever hear about the caterpillar
nothing.
Massacre?
No.
Do you know what, Daisy?
Bye.
Fair enough. On that note, is it just me? Hello. Welcome back. I should have deleted that.
It feels so good to hear you say that.
Ah, I'm back properly. First, is it just me back?
2024, baby. Better late than never.
Do you know what? This is totally off script and we weren't supposed to do this, but can I just tell you about something that I was supposed to tell you on Monday and I forgot to tell you?
Of course.
I've developed an allergy to alcohol.
What?
Since being pregnant.
That happened to Fliss.
Did it?
Yeah. Messenger, she got allergic to wine. She got all Hy-Vee and stuff.
I get Hy-Vee.
You get Hy-Vee?
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah, shit. So I had a few tinnies, right? After he was born, I had a few tinnies. But had a few tinnies and was coming
How
out
many's
and,
a few?
In hives every time I had one. Just a few,
it's like
three.
It's picnic season. I had tinnies in January.
I love a good tinny. And I thought, oh my God, I'm allergic to the nickel in cans now, or I'm allergic to the aluminium or whatever it's made of.
Anything
I'm allergic
but the
to
alcohol.
Cans. Yeah. And
oh,
then
God, I'm allergic to metal.
Went to a pub, had an Aperol spritz, came out in hives. And I was like, uh-oh, the common denominator might be alcohol. Tested it, of course, with an Elderflower Collins, like it's such a mild, weak cocktail. You should have seen my face.
Okay, it might not be permanent.
Hives. Oh, well, I hope not. I didn't
you wouldn't
sign
be much.
Up for
you wouldn't
this.
Be a very good secret alcoholic, would you?
I didn't go for 9 months without drinking to then
this is the prize.
Not be able to drink because of an actual allergy.
Yeah, that's really. You got the opposite of me. I got
fuming.
Gluten-free, gluten back.
Yeah, that's so weird,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's
that
so,
is
so
really
strange.
Annoying. I'm still hung up on the tinnies immediately after.
Why?
Birth. There's just so much to like
cocktails and a.
I get it,
can.
But like, okay, the few times in my life that I've had tinnies,
yeah.
Always road trips, not when I'm driving. Hasten to add, like on the way to a hen do.
Oh, perfect.
Tinnies.
Yeah, love a good tinny.
Hyde Park in the summer.
Yeah.
Tinny.
Mm.
The common theme is like group fun in the sun.
My mum always has tinnies in.
Does she?
She always has tinnies in, yeah.
In where? In a pocket.
Just in a house, you know?
I think it's in a house.
Go over and she's like, do you want a tinny?
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. Huh. I don't know. Now I'm questioning it.
It's a very accessible way of having alcohol. Like it's not the like, oh, I've got to like open a bottle of wine because then it's going to sit in your fridge for ages. Yeah. And it's not quite a beer because it's like, well, you're not watching the football, you know?
Yeah.
You are a lady after all.
I don't think it's very environmentally friendly.
Tinnies?
Yeah.
A tin's not. I'm getting a bit stressed about the environment. I actually can't talk about it today.
Okay.
I just see litter everywhere and it just really upsets me. Fun story.
Go on.
I went for a run at 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
That's stupid.
Pious who. I had to leap over 3 piles of vomit.
That is exactly what you deserve for going for a run at 6 a.m. on a weekend.
Forgive me that my child doesn't sleep. 5 a.m. is just the new 8. However, I have a question on the back of it. So I've been thinking loads about pigeons since we talked about them and the fact that they're domesticated and then they were just unloved one day and now they're all just abandoned and they don't know what to do. And like, they've got like real Stockholm syndrome and we're their captives, but we just don't love them. And it's like horrific. And
I'm horrible.
Really stressed about it.
And if you strip everything away, they're so cute and sweet.
You don't even strip anything away. They're just cute.
Well, everything we've been taught about them, you know?
People, 100%. If you get about prejudice.
I know.
Bastards. Anyway. The point of this was to say, I saw this pigeon 6 a.m.
Yeah.
eating this vomit. Now, do you think the pigeon got drunk?
Oh, good point. Probably.
I know, it really stressed me out because then I was like, oh my God, I need to get him away. But then I'm like, but I don't want to take him away from his only food source. And then I'm like, how desperate must you be that you're eating sick?
But how sad that we've driven pigeons to a point where they have to eat vomit to survive.
Eat like Jaeger sick.
Oh my God, it would probably have killed them.
Yeah, it was all yellow.
Oh,
probably tinny sick.
Might have been a Red Bull and Coke.
No, it was yellower than that.
Vodka Red Bull.
Now that is a drink I could get behind. I haven't had one of those in years.
The poor pigeon will have a heart attack.
It was flying at 90. Probably died.
Yeah.
It probably fucking died. What a way to go.
Because you see dogs that they've eaten something that has alcohol in and they get drunk.
Yes, I think I've told you about this. Our dogs ate the blueberries.
That's it.
Yeah, that wasn't great. They didn't die though. Well, they did. I mean, Dodger did ages ago. But Echo's still alive. But ages later, it didn't die because of it. Just had a monster hangover. Yeah, so I've been really stressed about that pigeon. And then I just thought, when I was running, I was like, someone's feeling absolutely terrible this morning.
Terrible.
Terrible.
And there you are on your little jog.
Sick on your own doorstep's not great.
Oh, it was on the doorstep.
Well, it was on her doorstep. So unless someone was sicked up on there. But I mean, I saw loads. I see it all over the place. There's always this little splat. I live in a great place. Little splatters. Also, it was just before Paddy's day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex's day.
Gross.
He claims it's the whole one. I'm like, you get Dad's day and you get your birthday. You can't just claim Paddy's day as like all like, oh, we have to do everything for Alex. It's like, well, we don't. Like, we'll wear green as a nice nod to the fatherland.
Cute. That's quite cute though. Is he like, come on, like expectant?
I think the problem was the first Paddy's day that he moved to the UK.
You made a fuss.
I made a cake.
You set a precedent. You made a cake.
I made a cake.
Oh, you idiot. I know. Never make a cake.
What's that? Put four leaf clover on it and everything.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I really wanted, because I felt bad for him because it's such a big thing in Dublin. And I was like, he doesn't have any Irish friends here yet. And like,
no wonder he thinks it's his day now.
I know. Yeah, no, I've done to him what humans of the past did to the pigeons. I lulled him into a false sense of security. I made him feel like everything was perfect. And then bam.
Pray for Alex.
No cake for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Yeah. He had a shit pizza from Bella Italia.
That's sad.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. You know the expression that I keep hearing? And I wish I wouldn't.
Go on.
Raw dogging. I've heard it like four times in the last month.
What does that mean?
Well, it's just like going in bareback. Raw dogging.
As in no condom?
I think so.
Raw dogging.
Katia used it in the context of something like a sandwich. It's like, I'm going to raw dog that thing. I was like, what the fuck? It was obscene. And then Georgie used it. Everyone just keeps talking about raw dogging.
It's very graphic.
It sounds violent.
I don't know. It gives me a visceral reaction, that raw dogging.
You know, obviously I haven't eaten meat in like years. Like years and years. There's something about a frankfurter, which is arguably the worst meat that I could think of.
Really? And you'd like that?
I don't think I actually would on reality, but then sometimes I'm like, oh, hot dog would be nice. But then I can serve a No, because now I'm thinking about it.
Go on TikTok and type in how hot dogs are made. It's disgusting.
You know, I have never seen any of those Seaspiracy, Cowspiracy, any of those videos. Like, I can't physically watch them.
They're horrendous.
And it's like, my imagination stopped me eating meat. Like the simple fact that I was eating an animal stopped me eating it. I don't need all the like convincing on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people try and make me watch them. I'm like, what more do you want from me? Like, I already don't eat it. There's no point in watching them.
No, they're horrible.
They only serve as like propaganda to stop you eating them, which I'm already doing. So surely don't make me suffer more.
There's this TikTok that puts things under a microscope, and it put a piece of hot dog under a microscope. It was so vile.
Was it bacteria?
It was so vile. It was all like bacteria like moving around in there.
Have I told you about the worms?
Little insects. Yeah, in the cod. In the cod?
In the cod, yeah.
Yeah, gross.
Really bad.
So gross.
Really bad. Jesus.
Oh, I know. Really, really disgusting. So I can never eat a hot dog ever again.
But then my friend Soph got poisoned by lentil the other day.
Why?
She got food poisoning for like three, I don't know.
How?
I don't know. But for 3 days she was out. I was like, I can trust nothing. I can trust nothing.
From a lentil?
From a lentil.
What does she eat? Like, just like a lentil soup or like what? Like,
don't know. She made her own lunch. She just made a lentil lunch. And then was really ill.
Oh.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've been thinking a lot about eating recently as a concept, and it's so weird. Like, I think it's because I have to watch Arlo do it all the time, and like, I have to keep making her food, which is so weird. Because as an adult, you can just pop in and just like buy a bit or graze a bit or just, oh, got a bit of toast. With a kid, you've got to like make. Also, I don't eat nutritious food when I can't be bothered, but with her, it's like,
you have to.
You've got to eat nutritious food.
Yeah.
So I have to make nutritious food all the time, and then I'm like, how bizarre. I'm giving you this thing. Yeah. What are you going to chew? Are you going to really enjoy?
Yeah.
And then gobble, gobble, gone. And then you just poo it out. Isn't that bizarre?
I suppose so, but it is a concept that I'm familiar with at this point in my
life. Me too, but like, I don't know, she also stops eating when she's, like yesterday, I gave her half a petit filou and I was like, if I give her the rest of this, she's going to be quackers.
I love that yogurt.
Oh, I know, I can't even have it, but wow.
It's so good.
It just smells so good. But I gave her half of it, and then she smells so good because she just smells like baby and petit filou. I'm like, oh, this is a heady gorgeous combination. Anyway, yeah, I gave her half a petit filou, and then I was like, I'm just going to hide the other half. If I did that to an adult, it would be barbaric. It would be a horrible thing to do. Here's half the delicious thing.
And she wasn't upset?
Didn't care. No. I'm like, wow, how mature.
She's so wise beyond her years, honestly.
She's wiser than me. If someone took away half of it, if I were halfway through yogurt and someone took it away, I'd be absolutely devastated.
I think it would depend because I get quite tired of yogurt quite easily.
How often
does
that happen?
I do get quite tired of it. I don't know. I feel like there's only so much of yogurt that I can
have. I'd love a yogurt. I would love a yogurt. They don't make the vegan meat ones, but you remember the ones that you, like corner puddings, like the ones where they used to be healthy when I was a kid. I remember you used to get like a Muller's fruit corner, and you could pour the jam into and then they just got progressively unhealthier, and then Cadbury started making them, and it would be like you could just put the chocolate buttons in the yogurt. Ah, that was a treat.
That is so nice.
After school delight.
That is so nice. I wouldn't get tired of that.
I would never tire of that. I tell you what I miss as well, Angel Delight. Butterscotch. They don't make that vegan.
I loved Angel Delight.
That butterscotch Angel Delight.
Do you know what?
Else.
When we were in hospital after I gave birth, they served rice pudding for dit served. Like, served
off
us.
The cloche. Dinner.
Madam,
is served.
There's a rice pudding. No, they had rice pudding for dinner, and it's like unlocked this absolute like obsession with rice pudding. And now I have rice pudding like almost every night.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it so much.
You and Arlo both. I've been trying to get loads of calcium into her when she wouldn't take any milk.
It's so good.
I keep making it for her and thinking, this looks disgusting.
Making it?
Okay, so I have to say that when I'm on the phone to my mum. Because basically, I told my mum that Olive wasn't having any milk. And she was like, oh, it's fine. There's other ways of getting cow. You know, she doesn't need formula or breast milk. She's fine. There's other ways of getting calcium in. Don't worry. You can do yogurt. You can do cheese. You can do rice pudding. She's like, rice pudding's a really good option. And I was like, cool, I'll go and buy some rice pudding. She went, bye. You can make it. And I was like, oh, okay, I could. And then she was like, and this is how. And then she spent ages telling me how to do it. And I was like, cool, cool. And she lost me at pudding rice, if I'm honest, because I'm like, where the fuck am I going to find pudding rice? Anyway, didn't make it. But now I've been telling her because I've been giving Arlo rice pudding.
You do know she listens to the podcast.
Right, okay, well, I've got a confession to make. I've been buying the rice pudding.
Oh my God, I could never make it. But oh my God. It takes ages as well. Well, it takes so long.
She said I had to put it all in the baking. But she did lose me at pudding rice, to be honest, because it did sound quite easy. She wasn't talking for long. But when she said pudding rice, I was like, I just don't know where to find
that. And most places sell pudding rice.
Where?
Supermarkets.
As if you're telling me this, like, duh. Like, you asked me how to boil a boiled bean for. I don't even know what pudding rice would look like at home.
It's right there with like basmati, wild.
What?
Sticky rice, pudding rice.
It doesn't go in the baking section.
No.
How many other puddings require rice?
I don't think so. No, it's definitely it's in the rice section.
Yeah, but how many other, how is it a whole subset? Like, how many puddings need rice in it?
I also think it's the same type of rice as risotto rice.
Isn't it funny that pudding rice is just rice pudding backwards?
Yeah.
Like, why don't they just sell rice pudding?
When you first said pudding rice, I was like, oh, she's got it the wrong way around. And then I was like, oh, no. No, but I think it's risotto rice as well, I think. Sticky rice.
No, sticky rice is different. Sticky rice is great. If I could make rice stick at home.
Oh, I know. Sushi rice.
Sushi rice. Ah, oh, I wish I could do that at home. I would just eat rice.
I wish I could make myself a poke bowl at home.
I'll make you a poke bowl. I nearly brought you one in today, you know.
Oh.
But it wasn't open because I had to be here at 10.
Oh.
I know.
I really want a poke bowl. I can't make it at home.
Alex made one last night that was just all shades of wrong. Oh. He won't be listening. So he put lentils in it.
Ew.
Weird. Weird start.
Gross.
Baby corn.
Oh, I like that. Oh, no, I don't like that.
With lentils. Avocado.
Yes.
Tofu. With sweet chili sauce?
No, don't like any of that, really.
It was really disappointing because he was I'm making poke bowls. I was like, ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. And then I got downstairs. I was like, ooh.
Really? This kind of poke bowl?
Well, I was very polite.
Oh, no.
I ate the tofu and then the rest away.
I like the poke bowls with the wakame in it. You know, the seaweed.
Oh, yeah.
Salad.
I like the ones with the, like, crunchy when it's like, is it spring onions? No. What is it?
Crispy onions.
Crispy onions.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can buy that, you know. I've got tubs of it at home.
So do I, baby. So I'm going to make the poke bowl tonight, and I'm thinking quinoa, maybe with rice, but just maybe a bit of both.
Yep.
Quinoa and rice, avo,
yep.
Chopped cucumber,
yep.
Marinated tofu,
yep.
In lemon, garlic, agave nectar, soy sauce, and olive oil.
Nice.
The salt, that'll be delicious.
In the air fryer.
Obviously. And then air fried garlic kale.
Nice.
And perhaps some spinach with my crispy onions on the top.
Spinach wilted?
Potentially, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's going to be absolutely stunning.
Do you not need you don't eat dairy, but like cheese or I don't know.
Oh, no.
No?
No, because I make this amazing dressing for the quinoa.
Yeah.
Lemon, predominantly lemon. White wine vinegar, olive oil, lemon, salt, garlic, and agave nectar. Put that on any rice dish and thank me later. Oh, and edamame and broad beans will go in there as well.
Oh, yeah, edamame,
What's a pokey without an edamame? You know what I mean?
All these ingredients have, like, raised my stress levels.
Sorry. How are you cooking? Are you cooking since Tommy's been born? Are you starving?
Starving.
Living off rice pudding? You got rice pudding pots? What else are you eating?
I would love to say that we've tried cooking, but it's not. It's just not.
Yeah, no, but how are you surviving? I know you go Gales. I've seen you at Gales. I've been to Gales.
I've eaten so many almond croissants.
I can believe that.
My body is half almond croissant at this point.
Well, it looks great.
Thanks.
On you. You look very flaky.
I'm buttery.
Ooh.
I don't know. Don't talk about it. I don't want to talk about
it. Just tell me what you have for dinner last night. It's embarrassing. Just tell me what you have for dinner last night.
What did we have for dinner last night? We had...
edge of my seat.
A ready meal.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. I thought you were going to say something weird, like...
No.
Something weird.
No. I'm just getting my head around it all, you know?
That's when I got into Green Chef. That's when I got into like the...
I know, I keep thinking we need to do that, but you know what happens? Like...
The instructions
aren't
clear
I just lose my mind over it.
What about cook? The freezer meals that you can put in your freezer?
That's what we had, the ready meal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Al, you do not have to be ashamed of that. That is that's nutritious.
Yeah.
And delicious.
Because they do 20% off every week. For like a different meal every week.
So I feel like they don't do 20% off, they're just 80% as expensive as they market themselves as being.
Correct. But it has me fooled.
Hook, line and sinker.
I'm a fucking idiot. And I'm like, look at me getting 20% off.
You are paying full price. Well, that's good. That's fine. You don't have to be ashamed of that. That's practical. Freezer food is godsend.
Literally a godsend. And my brother-in-law, when we first came out of hospital, he made us... he'd like batch cooked us meals to put in the freezer.
What a babe.
So nice of him.
What a babe.
I know, so nice.
Yeah, my mum would come over on Wednesdays and cook us dinner.
So nice.
So we ate once a week.
There is no capacity for, I mean, there is though. I could make.
No, it's bloody hard. That's been like, oh God, yeah, like scrambling around to cook it. Once I made Arlo something delicious, I'm like, oh. And then, but also I keep making her like food that would never be appropriate for an adult to eat, which always makes me sad because I think, well, that looks nice.
Yeah.
Like I make these like little, like sort of Spanish omelette like things. Oh. Yeah, these like, I make like these pancake situations, cheesy, so I could do them vegan for myself. But like, they just look delicious and I don't eat them. I think it would be weird if I was like, for dinner, I'm going to have what Arlo's having.
Oh, they sound nice. They're really cheesy nice. Pancakes.
Yeah, really nice. It was when I was trying to get her to do finger food and I had to put cheese and everything. To make her, to get her, and then pancakes, they held their shape.
Does she like it?
She loves them. We call them like om cakes.
No, does she love like...
Feeding
like,
herself, yeah.
Does she?
Just getting the hang of the spoon, and I use the term loosely, because yesterday she literally redecorated our house with mashed potato.
Oh my God. Oh my
she
God.
Takes it.
That looks so stressful.
But then she realises that it's really fun to throw the food for Bua, and it is the first time, and then after that it's horrible. Because there's just potato everywhere.
And Bua's loving life.
Bua sits there like, hi, yeah. And then Arlo just points out going, Bua, 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 Bua. And then just every time it's like mouthful for me, mouthful for Bua, and then mouthful for mummy. It's so messy. I literally had mashed potato and tuna all in my eyebrows yesterday.
Gross.
I know, I was like pulling. I was like, what in the fish flake is this? It's foul.
Is she left or right-handed?
Oh my God, I think she might be left-handed, actually.
Like what?
She's using her left hand for the spoon, actually. Is she? That's a good point.
Is Alex...
No, but I'm all left side dominant.
Okay.
I'm right-handed, but I'm left-legged. Kick with my left leg, strong with my left leg, lead with my left leg.
So she might be my left-handed.
Yeah, maybe so.
Cute.
That's interesting. Yeah. Maybe if I give it to her in the right hand, she won't put so much on the floor. Maybe the problem.
Maybe that's the trick.
Maybe she's right-handed and I've just been giving her the wrong tool in the wrong hand. Oh, it's cute. So nice to have you back. We didn't really do any of it just me.
No, we really didn't.
We just chatted so much shit. Drunk pigeons and Pokeballs.
I'm going to have a Pokeball tonight.
You're not,
going to make myself one. I'm not. I always say shit 100%. Like this and I never do it.
You are the queen of good intentions.
I know.
And I love that for you.
I overpromise and I underdeliver.
80% of the time.
That should be my new bio on Instagram, I think.
That's nice. At least people know what
sad.
They're getting.
Yeah. False promises. Right. Well, we'll see everyone on Monday.
We'll see you on Monday. Normal service. Wait. As resumed. Oh my God!
Stop.
We didn't talk about it.
How stupid are we?
We should have put this at the beginning. Daisy, please, will we put this at the beginning?
We're idiots. The most important thing we missed.
Well, you've heard it
tour
now.
Tour tickets are going on sale. So what we're going to do is they're going to hear.
You're going to hear this, and then you're going to hear this. So you're going to hear this. What we're about to say, you'll have heard it already, and
wait,
it's going to sound really professional. Don't worry, Al.
Have they got this?
Yeah,
you got this?
You've got this.
I'm not with it.
You've already heard it. You know, we didn't. So now we're just going to do the bit that Data's going to take and put at the beginning. Okay? So, and then we'll go. Okay?
Okay.
So. Okay. So that was an absolute clusterfuck of an announcement. But what did you expect?
I'm all confused. Right, we're going now. I'm so confused. My brain is so confused. Thankfully, Daisy is a very clever producer who will make this sound seamless. Right, we've got to go.
She won't. There's only so much you can do.
You can't polish
what
your
turds. What do you want to do? Work a miracle. Okay, guys, we love you so much.
Love
we can't
you.
Wait to see you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening. Should I Delete That? It's part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.